Good evening. My name is Eugenia Snakes. I'm the chair of the personal committee. It's September 28, 2016. And I will, Michael is not able to take the roll call. I will take the roll call. Jim Brown. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Jan Goodman. Janet Coburn.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Janine Roberts.
Present.
Tony Norman.
Present.
Thank you, Tony. Maggie Wilkinson, she asked for an excuse absence. And myself, Adriana Casnet, we have quorum. Did everybody receive the agenda, the email with the agenda?
This is Janet. I did, but you probably should read it anyway into the record.
I think that would be better if you read it. Are you able to read it?
All right. So, yeah, it starts with call to order, roll call. We already did that. Agenda approval, minutes approval, process for hiring a CFO, then ED search, and under that is review of ED job description, and then also timeline, and then adjourn.
Thank you, Janet. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, Robert.
Thank you. Is anybody want to modify the agenda?
This is Michael. Do you have election of a secretary?
We already did it, didn't we, last time?
I agree to do the minutes one more time. I don't remember if we picked the secretary.
Yeah, I think so. But if you're not able, we can select the secretary for today. Or you prefer us to elect a permanent secretary? Michael?
I can't tell when I'm unmute or not with this phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, whatever you want to do, but I can't take minutes and I can't continue as secretary. I'm already chairing the finance committee and the programming committee.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, thank you. Then we add to the agenda, we will add it for next meeting. We will notice the election of a permanent chair and then our next meeting. Is anybody able to take minutes today?
I cannot. I'm going to be driving in a few minutes.
Okay. Anybody else? Or Janet?
Well, I can take notes, but I can't commit
okay.
to.
If you can take notes and can send it to me, I will do them. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I have some items I'd like to discuss about
okay.
the agenda.
Okay. Go ahead.
Point of order.
Yes, Janine.
Did someone actually move the agenda?
Yes, you moved the agenda, and I ask if anybody wants to add anything to the agenda.
Gee, I'm good. Okay, thanks.
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so I think we need to discuss before we talk about item 5 and 6, the process for hiring a CFO and then the ED search, when this committee expects, or how long this committee expects the hiring process for both those positions to take, and for a number of reasons, one being that the budget has to be prepared, and if, you know, right now we are not paying for either of these positions, and so the budget can reflect that for, but for how long. And then also, well, I can, if that goes on the agenda, I can address the other part of my argument then.
I have a question, Janet. Don't you think that in point number five, when we talk about the process for hiring a CFO, we can talk about the timeline there, and in number six, we have already a timeline for the executive director search?
Well, yeah, I guess as long as we do that, well, if we add timeline into the item five, but okay, we can do it that way. And then the other item, and I don't know whether this applies, would be, we're scheduled to go into closed session. Do we need to do that today?
It canceled already.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Anybody, anything else to add to the agenda? Hearing none. Is any objection to approve the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Do we have any minutes? Okay. Michael, you don't have any of the minutes?
I sent minutes some time back. I haven't reset them. I'm on my way home. If I can reset them during the meeting, I'll do so.
Okay. Maybe we can switch and leave the approval of the minutes by the end when you have time to reach your house. And it's okay. Any objection to do that? Okay, hearing none.
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I hate to recommend this, but I think we should postpone approving any minutes because I don't know, unless I'm an exception, do others on the committee, have they looked at the minutes lately or, you know, in order to approve them?
Okay, Michael said that he already sent it before.
Right, but that was before. I'm talking about recently.
Yeah,
Go ahead, Jane.
Well, I think I looked at them when he sent them, because he sent them pretty close to the meeting. I haven't looked at them lately, but nothing jumped out at me before. So I'd be willing to vote on them, is my point.
Okay. What if we decide when we arrive there and Michael can tell us when he sent it, and all of us can review it in a few seconds, because I remember seeing it before, too. Okay, Janet, any objection to do that, or you want just...
Okay, so for the notes, postpone the minutes approval till when? To the end of the meeting, to before, just before adjourning, to...
Yes, we said switch. And put it instead of number four, like it's now, put in like number six and move the other one, six and a half.
All right, so after item six.
Yes. Okay.
And then just a point of order, kind of, sort of, or a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, we approved the agenda, but it kind of was amended to elect a secretary, and, well, we sort of took care of that, I guess, before we, well, I don't know.
I believe that I said that we will put in the agenda for the next meeting, we will give notice that we will elect the secretary.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay. Perfect. Point number five, then, is the process for hiring a CFO. And I can listen to everybody. If everybody have ideas, we need to have a timeline. Anybody?
Well, this is Janet.
Okay.
Well, so from our previous experience with this kind of hiring of a CFO or an ED, it takes a long time. It takes many, many months. And given that it's almost October, and I doubt if, well, I for one doubt if this could be completed by the end of this particular personnel committee's, or at least the role that the personnel committee would take during this PNB year, that I think it would have to roll over to the next year's personnel committee, and who knows what my, you know, changes would happen and when that would get going. It would be a long process, I think, or it would go between two PNBs, and that could be problematic and lengthen the amount of time. And so I don't know. I mean, I'm imagining it could not be completed until, I don't know, May or next year or April, maybe the earliest. And I have concerns about that, you know, just the concerns I mentioned.
Can we anybody talk about else? That? If not, I will put myself. Anybody else on the issue?
Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
I'm sorry, my background's a little noisy. We have November, December, or actually we have October, November, December, and January. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that we need more than that in order to complete a search. You know, we have a bad reputation that some within the organization are working to make worse with every day, and we don't have a lot of money to give to the person. So, you know, we'll have to find that extraordinary person who has the skills and talent for each of those positions, and is willing to work within the limitations that exist. I don't know that having 6 months or 8 months is going to bring us any closer to that than having 4 months. You know, if that person is there, we can find them just as easily in the time that we have. And we do need to have permanent staff in place. So I would say go for it.
Janet?
Okay, let me. I will put myself on the agenda, and then Janet, I will let you go on that. I agree with what Janine said. We have 4 months, and I believe that we can use even the selection the same pool that we had before for the CFO, and we at least can make it. We can try. We cannot have an organization that doesn't have a CFO and an executive director. We need to try. If the PMB decides something else, if some other things happen, that's fine. But I believe that we should go and we should do our jobs anyway. And I believe that we can try. I believe that the most urgent one is a CFO. We cannot stay without a CFO. We need that. And we need to start, obviously, the process. And we already started the process of reviewing the ED job description in this committee. And I think that we should continue. Janet?
Okay, so, well, you just said the ED job description. We're talking about the CFO right now. And I don't recall that we have completed the discussion on the CFO job description. One, two, I mean, the process, so we'd have to do that, and we would have to get the PNB to approve the job description, and then we'd have to get the job posted, and what would the application deadline be, and then prepare for interviews, and what would the questions be, and have the personnel committee interview the candidates, and then also the PNB interview. I mean, this is a lot of steps and work and time. I'd like to know realistically when something like this, you know, when a final decision could be made the soonest, and that also, it's not just about what I talked about before, that it might not be able to be completed by the end of this PNB, but also for the budgeting for the national office budget, which for fiscal year 2017. I'm done.
Okay. Anybody else on the issue? Okay. I think that you are right with some of the things that you are saying, but I don't think that we need to invent every time that the new committee is hiring somebody. I don't believe that we should go and revise everything. We should use the same process that we did before. We have a CFO description. If we have any little difference, can be, change or tweak in the middle of the process. I believe that we have one that is less than a year old. I mean, how much difference we have? I believe that we should go even with the pool that we have. That is my view, but, well, it's up to the committee to make the decision and recommend to the PMB. Anybody else on this issue, or we are ready to vote on this?
I'm sorry, point of information, what are we voting on?
If we are doing the process of hiring a CFO, or we, like Janet said, we don't have the time and we don't have the money, we quit all together?
I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. There's a motion on the floor?
No, it's not any motion on the floor, but obviously we can make it. Anybody can put a motion on the floor if we quit altogether, or because those, Janet, is your proposal? What is your proposal?
I don't have a proposal. I'm just putting some concerns out there. I mean, I put these concerns in the form of questions, you know, what would be realistic. But I have another question about, so you said something about going with the previous pool.
Yes.
Is that what your proposal is, to go ahead with the previous pool?
I was thinking that at least we can try. And we'll save us money, and we have, I believe that we have last year, like, I mean, a lot of candidates, and we can revise that pool, and if we don't find anything, or we need to revise that, but I believe that we should start with something. And it sounds to me that it's a waste of resources that we start from scratch again.
Michael Zilistak.
Go ahead, Michael.
I think before making that decision, it would be helpful if the current members of the committee could look at the existing pools that we had for both CFO and ED.
Well, I think, Michael, that we are talking now about the CFO. We will go later on to the... But I agree with you. I can check that, and we most of us have it from last year, but the new members, we can ask for the new members to give access to the documents that we have from last year, and or we can put it again there, and we can start from there.
Janet, I have a question.
Go ahead, Janet.
So starting from there, does that also mean that this process would not be open to new applicants? Because if it is going to be open to new applicants, we'd have to go through a whole bunch of steps. And I for one think that it should be open to new applicants.
I hear proposals. Anybody propose anything? I was thinking that it's a duplication of cost and process, but that is my view. I'm open to whatever you decide.
Michael?
Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, what I was saying is that I can't make that decision until I see the pool, and I don't think we should make that decision until everybody sees the pool and reviews it. And, you know, then we could say, okay, that's an adequate pool already or not. But I don't think we should make the decision tonight.
Okay. Then if everybody, nobody have a motion, I have one.
Well, Janet, can I just say one more thing first?
Yes.
About the pool?
Yes.
Not only look at the pool, but who in the pool would still be interested and available. I mean, should we even explore that?
I think that is implicit, right? We will make that. But then my motion is that we will check the applications that we have from last year, and we will open or give them, the new members, the option to go and check the documents and see the applications that we receive. And by next meeting, we will have enough time to see and make a decision in the next meeting. Is that acceptable?
I'm sorry, point of information?
Yes, Jenny.
Well, when are we meeting next?
I think that the next is well, the next of this program is October 18, but we can add
18th or 19th?
I think that is 18th. It's a Wednesday.
That's a 19th.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, the 19th. I'm sorry. Yes, 19th. Yes. Yes. 18 is finance. 19 is personal. Yes. All right. October 19th.
Is it possible for us to meet before then?
We can schedule an executive meeting before that.
Okay. I would be interested in, you know, getting on as soon as possible.
Okay. Anybody have any proposals? Let's see if we can see the calendar. What is available?
Janet, I have a question. Sorry.
Go ahead, Janet.
So your motion is, did you put it in writing or?
I will. But and everybody can make it better than me. But like I said, the essence is we will postpone our decision till the next meeting when everybody have access to the pool of candidates that we had from before.
So may I make a proposal?
Yes. Go ahead.
Not with regard to a specific date yet. I don't have that in front of me, but that we do a closed and then open session the same day. So whatever feedback people have, we can then come to the open session and either, you know, announce that we're going to go with the existing pool or be prepared to deal with posting ads.
Sounds okay. We need to find the date now.
Yeah, okay. Give me a second.
We have open on the Fridays. And we have, let's see here, we have Monday 17. If not, we have all the Fridays, the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th. And Monday the 17th, the 24th, and the 31st. Or we can add the executive session to the 19th. an alias.
Can we do the 7th? I know it's a Friday, people. Sorry.
This is Diana. I will not be able to do it the 7th.
But as chair, tell us what day doesn't work before we. I mean, don't ask us to choose from a day when you're not going to be there. We want to have quorum.
Now I saw what I have. I went to mine. I was looking at the agenda at KPFT. KPFT.org. I was looking at that. Okay, we have the 14th, the 17th, or added to the 19th.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that? Sorry.
We have Friday the 14th, Monday the 17th, or we can add it to the personnel committee. We have an open one posted for the 19th. We can add, we can change the date, and the timing, and put first, like Serene said, first the executive session, and then we can go, when we go to open session, we can announce whatever decision we made. That will be the 19th, or the 14th, or 17th. Okay, let me go back. I'm sorry?
This is Tony.
Tony, go ahead.
Well, I won't be available on Fridays, especially not the 14th. I know we have a lot of fun drive, and we got something scheduled for that, so.
Okay. Then it's the 17th or the 19th.
Janet, 19th.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody have any problem that we put it the 19th and start with executive session?
I'm sorry.
What, Michael?
Are you looking at October?
Yes.
I'm showing the Fridays in October, the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th.
I cannot the 17th, the 7th, and the 14th, Tony said that he couldn't.
But, okay, I'm just saying, what dates are you talking about?
The Monday the 17th, or Wednesday the 19th.
We have a meeting on Wednesday the 19th already.
Exactly. We said we can add the executive session to Wednesday the 19th. We put the executive session first and then the open session, like Serene proposed. Okay. Is anybody that have any problem doing that? Using the 19th, starting 8:30 with the executive session?
I'm sorry, this is 3. Right.
Okay.
Is there any reason we couldn't do this on the 11th? That's going to be Yom Kippur. I don't know if that's an issue for anybody on the call.
I'm traveling on the 11th.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I think you said that on another committee, but yeah. Keep trying.
Yeah, last night.
Okay.
Okay. 8:30, the 19th executive session. 8:30, how long the executive session?
I'd say at least an hour.
The 9:30, okay. And then 9:30, start the open session. Be half an hour or an hour, up to you.
Well, let's give ourselves 45 minutes.
Okay, 45 minutes. Okay, perfect. Any objections to modify? Michael, you need to go there and do it. 8:30 executive session for an hour, and 9:30 open session for 45 minutes. Anybody else? I heard somebody.
I'm sorry.
Janet.
Point of information.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
we're not scheduling any additional meeting. We're only adding the executive session to look at the existing pool. Is that the idea?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, so I have some language that I'm thinking for the whole, this whole decision or this whole thing. Can I share that?
Yes, please.
Okay. The committee will be given access to the pool of candidates from last year and look at the applications. The chair will check the applicant's availability. And the committee will make a decision at the next meeting, starting with a closed session from 8:30 to 9:30, and then an open session starting at 9:30 for 45 minutes.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none. Did you send the pin right, Janet?
I haven't finished typing it, but I will.
I think that we receive, Michael, I think that we receive your minutes. Did anybody else receive it?
I think it needs a correction, which I haven't been able to make yet, so hold off on the minutes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, we can go then to the next item. We make the decision. Was no objection to the language that Janet proposed? Is any objection to the whole motion? No. Hearing none. Then we can go to point number six, that is ED search.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I don't quite know how these meetings work, but is this now Janet's motion using pieces that you proposed and that I proposed?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, it doesn't matter. She put it all together. I mean, if you want to... If you want to make
I thought I must have missed something. Apparently, I didn't. Okay, thanks.
I think that was probably my fault because she offered to put language in what we were talking about. But do you prefer saying that we do it in a different way?
Oh, no, that's fine. It can go under Janet's name.
Yeah. I think that is practical because she's the only one that is there with the computer. Obviously, she's taking what I said and what you said and then put it together in one motion. That is what I believe.
No, that's fine. Generally, when people do that kind of thing, they say, you know, I can type it for you or whatever the case is. They don't name themselves as the author of the motion, but it's all right.
This is Janet. May I respond?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So I did not say that I was making this my motion, but I did say that I would help put it, you know, write it up or, you know, as Adriana had requested, I thought. So what I can do, you know, what I'd be fine with is that this would be Adriana's motion with Janet, with Coburn's reconciling other input. I don't know, something like that. Because that's all I did.
Then it seems like that would be Adriana's motion with setting amendment and Janet Coburn writing the language.
Well, and also I had amended with the, or I had suggested the date.
Okay.
But anyway, whatever.
All Do we have?
Got it.
Did you send it?
Not yet.
Okay. Okay. One that we have the agenda, the motion in writing, we make the decision how that will go.
Almost ready.
Okay.
To send it.
Okay.
Okay, I put, sending it now, and I used, well, I didn't put your name, Adrienne, I put AC.
That's okay.
You should have it.
Anybody receive it? I did. Yes. With Roberts and Cover's amendment, moves the committee will be given access to the pool of candidates from last year. We should mention CFO, right? Somewhere?
That's right.
And look at the applications, the chair. To check, chair will check applicants' availability, and the committee can you read it, Janet, because it sounds a little convoluted to me.
And the committee to make a decision regarding going forward at the next meeting on October 19th, starting with a closed session, I just got, from 8:30 to 9:30, and then an open session starting at 9:30 for 45 minutes. I can send it again with those corrections.
Any objections? This is the quiet committee of Pacifica. No doubts about it.
All right. I just sent it again. Hope I included what we were just talking about.
Can you read it, please?
One moment, I can't find it. Thought I had sent it.
Yes.
I can't find it in my email for some reason.
Anybody else can read it for the stream?
Where did I send it?
Well, I have it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here I go. Here it goes. All right. Cassonade with Roberts and Coburn's amendments. Move the committee will be given access to the pool of CFO candidates from last year and look at the applications. The chair will check applicants' availability and the committee to make a decision regarding going forward at the next meeting on October 19th. Starting with a closed session from 8:30 to 9:30, and then an open session starting at 9:30 for 45 minutes.
This is Serene. I'm sorry.
What is it?
Okay, so thanks for reading that, Janet. I did not initially catch the part about... Hi. Sorry. I did not initially catch the part about... you have competition. About the chair checking people's availability. I don't think that should happen until after we determine whether we want to consider anyone from that pool. We don't want to give people false hope.
Yeah.
So I would move to strike that part.
Okay.
Janet.
Any objection? Strike. Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah, I understand the point, but then it's my... I can't see how we could decide to... Well, I guess we could decide to go forward and end up with none of the applicants being available, and then we'd have to start from scratch. But I guess if that was removed, that the committee to make a decision regarding going forward, that could include that discussion, I guess. Yeah.
And
okay.
I don't...
I'm fine. I'm fine with removing it.
Okay. I'm not that sure neither if... well, we need to check legally if we can... we did it before. Well, that's okay. Is any objection to remove the chair will check applicant's availability, to strike that phrase? Hearing no objections. Is any objection to the amended motion? Okay, hearing no objection. The motion
okay,
is...
I just sent it. I just sent it again, you know, to with that removed.
Okay. So. Okay. I think that we can go to number 6, right? In our agenda. Anything else?
I'm sorry. I do have just one quick thing. Thank you. I don't think that it's either we get new people or we go forward with the old pool, because both could happen. So, you know, we're not locking ourselves into a particular course of action right now.
No, we're not. I think that I understand that we are open to that.
Okay, thanks.
I don't know. Anybody else have anything to say about it?
Janet, I agree with what you just said. We're open to that.
Okay. Point number 6 on the agenda, ED search. I sent all of you the job description. Anybody give you that? Anybody look at that? Anybody have anything that wants to be changed? Let me ask the question differently. Is anybody in this committee that didn't read the job description that I sent to everybody last month?
I'll have to confess, I don't think I read it. What was the date that you sent it?
August 15.
Thank you.
Michael means that you didn't read it. Anybody else didn't read it? I can resend it.
Yeah. You sent it August 15th, did you say?
Yes. It was August 15th at 8:16 p.m. I just resend it. Anybody receive it yet?
This is Janet.
Yes.
So I'm trying to remember what we had decided at that meeting because there are two different job descriptions, and so I thought that maybe you were going to make recommendations.
No, what we decide is that I will send the whole committee will check and make and decide if they want to make any recommendation or any changes. That was our decision, and that's why I sent what we have.
This is Janet again.
Go ahead.
So any changes or any recommendations, but again, these are two different job descriptions for the ED.
That's why.
Michael Zusek.
Michael.
The only thing I got on the 15th was the agenda, so I see it now, but I didn't receive it previously.
Well, what I did is just forward again to everybody.
This is Janet. Michael, your name is in the distribution list.
Yes.
For the
my inbox on the 15th. The only thing I find there is the agenda. See you again now.
Maybe a bunch of spam accidentally.
Yes. Okay. Let me ask again. Did anybody review this? Because if not, we can, I think that.
I must confess, I have not.
Okay. Okay.
And this is Janet.
Go ahead, then.
Well, I had reviewed them more or less back when, but, I mean, there's a lot of material in each one. And mm-hmm. I'd like to know basically what the difference is, and maybe that could be spelled out before we, this committee makes any decisions. I don't know whether it can be spelled out tonight, but
any ideas?
Well, I think Janet was offering to do a side-by-side comparison.
Oh, no, I wasn't. Not me.
That would be nice, but... I think that we can...
This is Janet.
Okay, then.
Is anybody on the committee willing to look at these two job descriptions and then send the committee what they understand are the differences.
This is Monk. I'll do that. What I just received is one that's in a doc format and one that's in PDF, and those two are different. Is that what people are saying?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
One is from 2014. The other one is from 2012, I think.
Okay. I did have a question, just as I started to look at the one that's in PDF format, just because it opens up more easily in my browser. It says in the paragraph about the responsibility, the paragraph two definition of responsibilities, it says the hires the station managers of five sister stations and national staff, with the exception of the CFO.
Mm-hmm.
Board policies, bylaws, oversight of fundraising, blah, 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 blah. Then it says the national finance staff works under the direction of the CFO. All Pacific staff, including the CFO and other national finance staff, report to the ED. So are we saying that the ED hires the national finance staff? Is that what the current reality is?
No. No, I believe the CFO does.
Yes.
Okay, so I stated that way, so that should be cleared up.
Well, that should be in the description of the CFO job description.
Okay, in any event, I will review the two side by side and look at any.
Muchas gracias.
Janet, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Michael, by when do you think you'd be able to do that?
By the weekend. By the weekend.
Okay. Then you will, next week, you will send to the whole committee the difference that you found, and then we will have time to review it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds
wonderful. Do we want to talk about the timeline? Or the ED search?
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, can we do two senior management job searches and process at the same time? I mean, do we have the capacity for that?
You are asking me, or we are asking the whole committee?
The whole committee.
Sorry, what was the question?
This is a quiet committee. Janet.
Shall I repeat the question?
Yes, please.
Does the committee have the capability to work on two different job searches at the same time?
Why not?
Michael Zostak?
Go ahead, Michael.
I thought when this whole subject was introduced, somebody said we were prioritizing the CFO position because it's completely vacant as opposed to having an interim. Or did I misunderstand that?
Yes. We say so. I say so at Pacifica.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. So, if there's some conflict, we're proceeding with the CFO.
This is arranged. Go ahead, Steve.
So we aren't necessarily going to be at the, you know, the same stage where we do X for one, so we must do Y for the other. They're not necessarily going to be parallel, but they can certainly both be done at the same time. The pace would be different. We might be looking at resumes for one group while we're interviewing for another group, et cetera. But I don't see any reason to restrict ourselves. Both are needed.
Anybody else on this issue? Yes. I think that it's very important that we make those decisions because we know that the budget need to take under consideration for the national office those two salaries. I think that if this committee need to give some directives in order for the national office to make a credible budget. Can we talk about timetable? Anybody? Okay. Anybody have any ideas or I start making motions myself?
Go ahead, we'll join you.
Okay. I think that we have the personal committee, we have the 19, we need to keep adding some more meetings because we need to decide. I hope that we can come back with, for the personal committee, the 19, we can kind of in the middle talk about this timetable and came back for the 19 with a timetable for both. Anybody disagree with that?
Works for me.
Okay. I will check what we have done before. And the whole process. Michael will review the differences we send it to us, and I will check the timetable that was used before, basically for the ED, because the CFO, we know it, but the ED. And by the next meeting, we will have a timetable that we can discuss in the open session. And if any objections, any ideas, anybody wants to collaborate with part of this? Okay.
I'll help review.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. You were in the personnel committee, yeah, with the timetable that was used previously for the ED search, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, okay. Do you think that you can review that and send me some of that too?
Could happen.
Okay. Thank you, Serena. We really appreciate that. Anybody Janet? Else? Janet? Who asked for the floor? Janet?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so again, I'm trying to understand what the language of your proposal is, Adriana, and what I have is
The committee will come up with a timetable for both the CFO and ED hires by October 19th, and they will be presented at the October 19th open session.
For discussion.
Yes. For discussion.
And obviously, the idea is what we talk is that we will, everybody will collaborate with whatever information they have from before. And setting volunteer, obviously, that one too. Okay. Anybody else? Any other ideas? If not, I think that we can adjourn. I don't know. Anybody else? Or we have the minutes, Michael. You said that. Did you correct the minutes?
I didn't have a chance, so I was looking at too many other things. Sorry.
Okay. What about postponing the minutes?
Yeah, that's fine.
To the next meeting.
Yeah, I did put minutes approval on the agenda of the open session on the 19th, and also electing a secretary. So.
Okay, perfect. Let me ask you, I think that we are, if I don't mistake, I think that we have more minutes that we don't have.
Yes, I think I have a few drafts I never got out. I'm trying to find them on my computer.
Okay, perfect. We will come up, you come up with everything that you have, and we need to make a longer meeting than 19 then. And we will approve, we will try to approve all of this. Anything else, or we are ready to adjourn? Any objections to adjourning? Hearing none, thank you everybody. The personnel committee meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night all.
Good night.